Welcome to another Geography Revision Podcast, and today we'll be looking at earthquakes. Earthquakes are vibrations in the Earth's crust. They are sudden, and because they happen without warning, they are often lethal. 1.5 million people have died as a result of earthquakes since 1900. The magnitude of an earthquake is measured using an instrument called a seismograph, and the value of between 1 and 10 on the Richter scale. The scale is logarithmic. An earthquake measuring 6 is 10 times more powerful than one measuring 5, for example. Worldwide, there are over 6,000 earthquakes every year, but most movements are so small that people do not notice them. About 15 earthquakes every year are large enough to have devastating effects on life and property. But why do earthquakes happen? Well, earthquakes are caused by the movement along a fault. They can occur anywhere, but they are most common and most serious along plate boundaries. Over 90% of earthquakes occur where the plates are colliding at a collision boundary or a destructive boundary. These earthquakes are also the most violent. At the plate boundaries, there is a movement of the rocks due to convection currents building up heat and pressure in the magma. But these movements are not steady or smooth. The plates tend to become jammed together, and then the pressure builds up until friction is overcome and one plate jerks past the other. These sudden movements are what causes the earthquake. The focus is the point at which the earthquake happens, deep below the ground's surface. The epicenter is the point on the ground directly above the focus. If the epicenter is in or close to large urban areas, then the effects can be devastating, even in MEDC countries, such as Kobe in Japan in 1995. However, there are different effects of earthquakes, and now we're going to be looking at the primary and secondary events. So, to begin with then, the primary effects are the immediate damage caused by the quake. And these can include collapsing buildings, collapsed roads and bridges, and which could cause many deaths. Secondary effects are the after effects of the earthquake, and these can include fires, tsunamis, landslides and disease. Fires, for example, can be caused because the earthquake destroys gas pipes and electricity pylons, causing fires to spread. The effect of the fire is made worse because broken water mains may prevent the fires from being extinguished. Tsunamis are another secondary effect. An earthquake on the sea floor or close to the coast may cause a huge tidal wave, such as the one we saw on Boxing Day a couple of years ago. The effect of a tsunami can be devastating around coastal regions. Landslides are also another secondary effect, especially in steep river valleys and areas of weak sands and clays. Disease and famine is also another secondary effect. Because fresh water supplies are cut off due to burst water pipes, typhoid and cholera can spread easily, especially in large cities cut off from medical supplies by damaged communications. The impact that an earthquake can have is often more severe in less economically developed countries than in more economically developed countries. This is because many LEDCs cannot afford early warning systems or have evacuation plans at hand. Housing is often overcrowded and poorly constructed, so that it collapses or easily catches fire. Communications such as rail and road networks are frequently poor, so emergency services take a longer time to reach the disaster area. An earthquake or volcano usually has less impact in the countryside than in towns and cities, where there are higher population densities. Also, in the urban area, infrastructure such as road and rail means there is very much more damage to property, industry and services. Collapsed power lines and gas mains, for example, can add to the casualties and increase the chance of fire and explosions. Disease can also spread more quickly in populated areas.